April is National Poetry Month, and to celebrate it, we have invited some of our favorite poets to come in and read for us. Today's Poetry Break features Philip Schultz.
I'm Philip Schultz, and I'll be reading two poems from my new book of poems, Living in the Past. One. The Ukrainians hate the Romanians, while the Poles hate the Germans, but especially the Italians who hate the blacks who haven't even moved into the neighborhood yet. While Grandma hates mostly the Russians, who are Cossacks, who piss on everyone's tomatoes and wag their tongues at everyone's wives. She even hates her Lithuanian blue eyes and turnip Russian nose and fat Polish tongue. Sometimes she forgets what she hates most and ends up hating everything about herself. This is Rochester, New York, in the 50s, when all the displaced persons move in, and suddenly even the elms look defeated. Grandma believes they came here so we could all suffer, that soon we'll all dress like undertakers and march around whispering to the dead. And this is number 11. Everyone dickers with God. Everyone gets something. Grandma gets one dead husband who does nothing but read Torah and complain. The kitchen ceiling where all her curses live rent-free. A lifetime of oy veys. Uncle gets his wieners, 8 varieties of sauerkraut, 5 newspapers spread over the kitchen table like a vast strategy. The Paramount screen where he pulls curtains shut on Marlena D., who shaves her legs 4 times a day. Father gets free room and board, a coal burner to intimidate, all the blame. Mother gets the lower left half of the icebox where she hides bacon, popsicles, all her glee. I get the best hiding places, Uncle's girly books, the stained glass attic window where the wind sings of inner and outer things. As Martin Buber said, what are they but things? O secrecy without a secret, O accumulation of information. I get faith and intuition and 5,763 years of longing and despair, a passion for hearsay, boogieing, and epistemology. As a 12-year-old boy, knew Yiddish. My grandmother spoke many languages, but except for English, so I knew Yiddish, and I became a kind of secretary to one man in particular, a Mr. Schwartzman, who had been a musician back in Germany before the war. And I found myself writing letters to his 5 children, to his wife, to his brothers and sisters. And it wasn't until later that I realized that they were all dead. I was writing these letters to the dead. He never informed me. And of course, in my 12-year-old mind, I didn't understand it. And I didn't understand that he was trying to cope with his loss. And that by writing letters to the dead, he was trying to keep them alive. And in the book, he ends up hanging himself, that the despair overcomes him. I've been trying to write this book in various forms my entire life. I tried to write and did write short stories about it. I tried novels about it. I tried various poems. But it wasn't until the last few years that I found a way of telling the story in poetry. And I tell it in incremental poems that build on it, and various characters, and tell the story, the street and then the home. And it was I don't think I ever had as much fun in my life as I did when I was telling the story. I amazed myself. My wife tells me that she would hear me late at night laughing. You could hear me throughout the house. I was enjoying as dark a story as it is in one respect. It also is filled with humor, the humor of immigrants, of people full of ambition. And I think I had to reach a certain age where I had enough distance from this story so that I could appreciate the lightness as well as the darkness, the comedy as well as the tragedy, and that allowed me to tell it.
Philip Schultz is the founder and director of the Writer's Studio and a former director of NYU's Graduate Creative Writing Program. Today he read sections 1 and 11 from his most recent book of poems, Living in the Past. For more information about Philip Schultz, go to the Leonard Lopate Show page at WNYC.org.